Well, Katie, first of all, I suppose before we talk about the game, talk about the honour of leading the team out in an Ulster final.
Oh yeah, it's a great honour, personally, really looking forward to it. But at the same time, like, it's a great bunch of girls and there's a lot of leaders in the team, so thankfully there's no one person burdened with any extra pressure, so it's great having the girls behind me. But it'll be a special day, and hopefully if the result goes in our favour, it'll be a big moment.
Yeah, because it is historic. I know there was question marks of whether it was a first Ulster senior final or not, but I think that has been resolved during the week, so it's definitely a first.
Yeah, there's a lot of stories going about how many we reached, but the fact is we've never won one, and I suppose that's the main aim for any team, and it will be massive for us if we do get over the line. So it's just about focusing now on the game and putting the right foot forward.
Started out in Division 2 of the Ladies League, still in there, obviously, you know. Promotion probably was the priority at the start of the season and didn't just work out quite that way. How high up in the priorities when you were starting out last October, November, was the Ulster Championship?
Well, it would have been up there as one of our aims, but of course, yeah, getting to Division 1, was our main focus. I suppose it was disappointing that we didn't get up to Division 1 in the end up, but when you think back now, at the time it was heartbreaking, but looking back at it, I think we've learnt more during that game and throughout that to progress now than we would have done if we had a one, because we would have went into every other game thinking that we were on a winning streak and we were flying, which obviously it wasn't the case. And we've dealt with those issues now, and hopefully knowing that and knowing the mistakes we've made and learning from them, we're going to push forward now on Sunday and get a better result.
Because that's the league final against Armagh, Parnell Park, that's the game you're referring to. And really, it's been the only glitch on what has been a very good season.
Oh yeah, it's been a great season for us, and that was a bit of a glitch, and I suppose it was a big one at the time, especially with the scoreline and the end up. But these things happen. Like, we didn't perform in the day, and we're focusing on our performance now this time around, and hopefully we'll get it right.
And what's the big lesson learned from that game?
Oh, I think, I suppose everyone's kind of taking responsibility for what happened in the game, but even players ourselves, like, we need to take our own initiative on the field ourselves and know that if something's not working, we need to change it ourselves, and that's our priority. Like, so we're going out on Sunday now, we have a plan in place, and we'll know if it's not working, it'll be changed within 5 or 10 minutes. We won't be letting the game slip away. A lot of people have said it, that we're not going to let this one slip, so from the offset we'll just be going 100% at it.
Yeah, and since that, really, I suppose you're going into the final somewhat kind of unknown quantity in terms of even from your own point of view, and the fact that you've had it so easy against both Down and against Tyrone.
Yeah, that's true. Like, we've had a few tough games throughout the year, but there hasn't been no major challenge, so we're not overthinking this because we know this is going to be a massive, massive challenge. And I suppose those games, it's hard kind of to judge where we're at, but we've had a few friendlies against a few Division 1 teams, and
we know Dublin and Mayo,
and we know we're up there, and we know we have the talent in the county at this stage, and a lot of people are starting to believe it, as well as the players and management. There's other people from outside now actually believing that we can do it, so that's the main thing, that everyone's behind us and everyone is supporting us. So
And Monaghan, I suppose they are the benchmark. I know they're not the reigning champions, they lost that last year to Armagh, but they've come back this year, and they look to be the team to beat.
Oh, definitely, they came out in their semi-final to prove a point. They know they let it slip last year, and that really got to them, and I suppose their performance showed how much work they've done since that to make sure it wasn't going to happen again. But listen, it's good for us to go out against Monaghan, not having played them in such a long time. They're not going to be aware of the players as much as what we are. We know a lot of their girls through club football as well, and our team has been come on so much since we played them last, so they might get a bit of a surprise. We know what we're up against, we know it's going to be a massive challenge to overcome, but the girls are all ready, we're counting down the days, and we're just really looking forward to it.
As you said, you haven't met all that many times at senior level in recent years, but as you come up along through underage, you would have come across Monaghan quite a lot and would have fared fairly well against them.
Yeah, like, there wasn't too many times. I think the last time they played in 2012, they gave us a good beating, but their team has kind of remained unchanged in the last couple of years, whereas ours has changed dramatically, I suppose. So we know the calibre of the players there, and we know what we're up against, but sure, we've progressed so much, so we're not going to fear them. We're going to go out and hit the ground running.
And from what I gather, no stone left unturned. Tell me about these early mornings.
Oh yeah, we had a few early morning sessions up at 6 o'clock, mostly for recovery time ourselves, like for the next session, but we had to put in a couple of weeks just of hard training to bridge that gap. We know they're sharp and we know they're very fit, and it's going to be a yard faster than our semi-final against Tyrone, so we had to put in the work, and it was just a matter of the boys telling us where they wanted us, and we'd be there.
Well, there's about less than 48 hours to go now in terms of preparations. I know you're having a light workout tonight. What's the plan between now and 3:15 on Sunday?
Oh, we'll do very little from now. I never thought I'd be wishing my summer holidays away, but we're all counting down the days just and really looking forward to it. So after tonight now, we'll get a wee kick around and we'll just rest up tomorrow and get the fluid on board and wait for Sunday morning to come.